Sports. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, December 16th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Earlier on the clock with Aaron Green, we had Mr. Sibbert Mills. Oh, I really forget your name. Silbert Ferguson on the radio. And I want to continue that conversation. That's why I'm speeding it up, because he's waiting on hold for me. And I want to continue that conversation. So abruptly, I'm going to go and ask Mr. Ferguson this. Earlier, you said that Junkanoo belongs to the Bahamians. However, the Junkanoo parade that happens on December 26th, and January 1st, that belongs to the Junkanoo groups, the people, the practitioners. And I want you to explain that, because I thought that was a national event. And if it's a national event, those two Junkanoo parades belong to me. And I'm hearing you now and giving you the opportunity to explain that to the listening audience, because I've heard this before. Okay. And I want you to explain it to us so people can appreciate your point, or the point again, for Junkanoos.
Let me tell you what the Junkanoo community faces. The Junkanoo community faces the fact that these are the national parades. We have interpreted them as the national parades for years, and we as citizens of this country have showed up for those national parades. However, those national parades cost $35 million a year. When you put the national in that, who should pay for the national parade?
The government.
Okay, so why are the Junkanoo groups having to be all over this country with their hands out to get sponsorship to try to get to these parades? Why, when it's time to say we need these. Look at these parades are very expensive, and there is labor. They are labor intensive. They are performance intensive. Okay, and they are ingredient intensive. When you put those three things together, you are looking at roughly about $35 million a year. Now, Dr. Nicolette Bettel produced a paper at the university a couple years ago. And we are now working with that document. We have to put the dollar figure in national. It can't be we putting the government right now today. And I can be corrected. I know when I was the chairman, it was $1.2 million. So I would even say the government puts about $2 or $3 million into a $35 million parade. But the Junkanoo groups make those parades happen.
Mr. Ferguson.
Corporate sponsors and the hands that go into every Junkanoo's pocket to make those parades happen.
Absolutely. Mr. Ferguson, again, I'm going to read the quote from Mr. Dion Miller, current chairman of the JCNP. He said the article reads, the men have, quote, enjoyed a beautiful relationship for the past 20 years.
Yes, Aaron, I totally agree.
Right,
I've been the chairman for 9 years.
Good stuff.
I enjoyed the relationship because we have an agreement.
Right.
You heard me preface this statement by saying we are going to work on a new agreement.
Absolutely. I'm not doubting that. But what I'm saying is when Mr. Miller goes on to say that, right, the issue arises when persons outside of our connection or outside of our bond, right? Like, who exactly?
To try to solve this for you based on, and this is personal. Let me tell you, Mr. Miller is a very, very, very brilliant young man. Okay? I have the utmost respect for him. And I will tell you that he does not make any decision on his own. Neither did I.
That's okay. We're talking about this $35 million that's spent to put Junkanoo on, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, if y'all are going to talk like this, the problem is the people outside of y'all bond and y'all connection. Well, where the money could come from?
Okay.
Because the government is taking my money to put into junk or new.
I cannot speak for somebody else, okay?
I understand, but let's speak to the broader landscape, right?
Yes.
Which is
if
the
you say y'all, you could see the pain of junk or news. The pain of junk or news is if you cross the line with them and you keep saying national. Let me explain the national to the junk or news. The parade is to start Christmas night at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And people do not understand roughly 10 minutes to mobilize the costumes in the Bay Street. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have weather forecast predictions from 72 hours out.
Mm-hmm.
And if we once say, oh, we have a 30% chance of rain, and it's going to rain at 2 o'clock in the morning, what are we going to do? If we don't come out the gate, everybody gets upset.
But, Silbert, it's 2024. We live in a hurricane zone. Climate change, sea level rising.
Yeah.
When will junk canoe evolve? When will junk canoe evolve? Here's how junk canoe has evolved. You need 10 hours to get to the gate, right? For a parade that's supposed to take place in the nighttime. You have, I would say personally, bastardized, right, the elements of junk canoe by the inclusion of trinkets and baubles and shiny things. I'm making a broader pointer. Mr. Ferguson, I'm making a broader point. I wonder what will you object to if you don't hear the broader point.
No, I'm just trying to understand. Have you ever performed?
Sir, see, that's what y'all saying. You haven't heard the broader point. I would hate for you to throw that in there without hearing the broader point.
But you can't. Okay,
I have performed. Thank you. I performed with the greatest scrap group in the history of Junkanoo white people in the whole world, the Spirit, except for the Pigs and the Methuselahs and the Valley Boys and the Saxons have not reached the standard, the space, the location that the Pigs and the Methuselahs hold in the country yet. The point I'm making is broader than just what Mr. Miller is saying. What is the relationship between the Bahamian government, the Junkanoo, and the Bahamian people? And when we talk about the amount of money that government puts into the parade and who should have the most responsibility, what if it is the Bahamian people that are telling the government, we are unsatisfied, we the people are unsatisfied with what it is the JCNP produces and the terms of the relationship that we are allowed to have with them, and we don't want them to get more money until they change some things.
Wonderful. Then, guess what? That's all everybody has to say. And then you would probably be just like what has happened last week, stuck in a position where you feel like you could move the JCNP, who has invested 20 years, okay, and then you realize that the JCNP is all the groups.
No, see, if the groups came to me, and said, man, Green, we've invested 40 years, 30 years into Junkanoo, that's an entirely different conversation than the JCNP, a management body, coming to me and saying, we've invested 20 years.
It's the same thing.
It can't be the same thing. Yeah. It cannot be the same thing because is the JCNP the groups? Is it a union representing the groups?
It's the groups, ma'am.
But that's where the problem lies, and that's what we are critiquing about the JCNP.
To the table. The Saxons are going to bring 60 years to the table. Roots is going to bring 33 years to the table. One Family is bringing 31 years to the table. The Music Makers are bringing 42 years to the table. The point I'm making to you is that all of these groups have invested, and these groups agree with the process that the JCNP is taking.
But be an entity separate from the groups. There must be mechanisms to manage conflicts of interest. Otherwise, you're simply modeling the same political culture, political broader than just party politics, right? But obviously invested deeply in party politics. That function and the conceptualization, the thinking is what is problematic. the JCNP has to be an entity distinguishable from the Junkanoo groups. And there have to be procedures and processes that distinguish the decision of the JCNP from the decisions of the individual groups. The JCNP is either a management committee or it is a union. It can't be both.
Ma'am, we are not a union.
But that's what you told me just now.
I didn't tell you that.
I mean, okay, sorry, you used the very gang-like language that we find being used in union talk.
Yeah,
but what you could do, the Junkanoo groups make up the JCNP, what y'all could do.
I tried to put you in a position, if you ever competed, you had a lot to say.
I did compete. No, I did compete. But y'all don't do that.
I am going to recommend the advisor body of the JCNP.
No, I'm good, thank you.
No, you should go join.
No, I'm good, thank you.
No, you should go join.
I've been trying to talk to JCNP for 2 years. I'm good, thank you.
But they're not inviting you.
I don't think you should have all this to say. If you don't want to be invited...
Want to be invited, sir.
But
see,
you get
here's the point.
Invitation now.
For 2 years,
okay,
for 2 years straight,
I reached
out to the chairman of the JCNP for 2 years straight. But see, this is that same language. If you think you could say... Oh, sorry, let me rephrase it. Only a real Junkanoo could understand the beat of the drum.
I don't think so. I think everybody understands.
That's what the Junkanoo community said. And that's what... I will interpret from Mr. Miller's statements in this article, Junkanoo back on after government U-turn.
I think you need to have a conversation with Mr. Miller because you are going on a lot of things he said.
This is my next question, too.
Hold on. Let me read the text. The text said, Aaron, Mr. Ferguson is trying to tell you that you cannot level a question or a critique about a Junkanoo-er, like a Junkanoo, or the Junkanoo community or a group because you have never performed. He telling you ain't no real Junkanooer. I could tell you all again, I's a real Junkanooer.
I totally agree, ma'am. I totally agree. No problem.
Mr. Ferguson.
Things,
Mr. Ferguson.
All I want to do is get, I heard your point. I just want you to understand my point.
Oh, I mean.
I don't talk too much longer after that, ma'am. Anything else we need to discuss?
Yes. I wanted to make clear the next objective of the JCNP. You mentioned that if it's a national event, it's different from the government calling it a national event or the people calling it a national event is different from the parade itself, and that perhaps the JCNP needs to be compensated if it is a national event.
Exactly.
Are you suggesting that in the future, perhaps, the JCNP will be lobbying for the government to either pay the JCNP to manage the parade? That was the question.
However, the negotiations get going. I know that has been sent already. The Attorney General has said we have to sign an agreement early in the new year. And so those discussions will start immediately after the New Year's Day parade.
It just seems as if I'm being taxed to watch my national event.
Well, but when you say you're being taxed, because you pay for a ticket?
Yeah, that's a tax. It's supposed to be free.
Well, and that's the point. If it's a national parade, then there will be no need for you to pay to see it. You are paying for a seat to watch the parade. The proceeds from the seat goes to pay the prize money for those parades. Okay? You understand me?
I hear you. I just a little concerned about all of that.
Agreement with the government. That we are gonna, and that's why, if you were around Junkanoo over the years, the seats in Rawson Square were $75 15 years ago.
Yes.
They are now $50. Okay? $55 with VAT. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So the point I'm making to you is that we don't enjoy the luxury of having a surplus. We only make enough funding from the seats to pay prize money.
Mm.
And that's why the prices are down. Now, once the government and us get together in dialogue and we decide how this thing is going to go, then you will just come and first come, first serve, you sit, and then everybody else is taken care of. When the rain comes down at 12 o'clock, whoever will go in the road, because now the national money is getting wet up and not my money. Okay? And that is contentious. Okay? Because we ought to come out this art form, this Junkanoo parade internationally, okay, and at 12 o'clock you have to go. And Junkanoos get wet. It's a paper parade. We get wet. And everybody thinks that we're unreasonable.
Last question before you go.
Somebody else pays for it. Then you come out in the thunderstorm. It doesn't matter.
Last question before
you. That's why we have to project the weather, understand the flow of the weather from the Met Office, understand how much windows we have of weather that we could perform, how much lead time we need. And in every Junkanoo parade, you need 18 hours to make sure it's clear. 18 hours.
Mr. Ferguson, last question before you go. Mm-hmm. Is the JCNP an arm of the Ministry of Tourism? I'm sorry, Ministry of Culture.
No, sir. Let me make it.
It's not an extension.
Where the Junkanoo Corporation, New Providence Limited, is a private entity. Okay, we are in partnership with the government. And as I said very clearly, we are not a statutory body. The government does not give the JCNP $1. It's been 20 years now. Okay, we raise our own funding, corporate Bahamas.
And would the JCNP be opposed to becoming a statutory body?
With all the conditions attached, no issue. Okay, you have to be in a position to basically get the Aaron Greens of the world to understand the clarity.
Mr. Ferguson, I would tread lightly. Don't do that.
No, I can tell you, Aaron, I talk right back to you.
Mr. Ferguson, there's no need to be rude.
Mr. Ferguson wasn't
being
rude.
You could say that you don't understand what it was I was saying, but don't suggest I was being offensive to you because you didn't understand what it was I was saying. Don't do that, Mr. Ferguson.
Mr. Ferguson, go ahead.
Be all straight, okay? I just wanted to be clear that we had some latitude to make sure that all of us were clear. Because the misconception in our community continues to just run wild because people...
I'm going to go to your website. I'm going to go to your website for clarification. You tell me when it exists. Tell me when it's up and functioning. You do that, sir.
As I promised you, I will send it to you. Okay? I will send it to you as soon as somebody sends it to me.
Okay.
Okay?
I truly appreciate you.
Imagine that you are critiquing me and being rude and suggesting that I have a lack of information.
No.
Call me when your website is up and running, sir.
I said the lack of information, there's misinformation. Okay? I hope I've been able to clear up a little bit of it.
Yes, you have.
Okay?
And I truly appreciate you making time for us. We'll continue that conversation. And I'll definitely reach out to you again in terms of getting more detail. I love the history of the origin of the JCNP and, of course, the mandate and, of course, the future of the JCNP. And I truly appreciate you coming on, Mr. Silbert.
Yes, thank you so much. And if Aaron feels like I have been rude, I apologize. That's not my intention. I'm not a rude person. I'll push back. Thank you so much.
That's what critical dialogue and interrogation calls for, sir. That's what it calls for. Thank you.
Good. That's a very enlightening conversation. We have the phones lit up right now. People want to respond to Mr. Silbert Mills. I call it Silbert Mills. To the Silbert Ferguson. And, of course, Aaron in a response to Mr. Ferguson. Let's go to the first caller. Go ahead, caller. Okay, let's go to the next one. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
You're on now.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on live. Go ahead.
Gladly day to you all again. Now, Silver said a lot of things, but I wish somebody, including Silver, because of the position in which he had and still have a lot of position in Junkanoo, see that the Junkanooers gets paid because we was rushing 40, 50, 60 years and we get nothing. We put our own money into it.
I'll ask you a quick question,
Bremen.
Bremen, who should pay you?
Who sponsors?
Bremen, who should pay you?
Who should pay?
Yeah, pay the Junkanooers.
Either the government or the national people who want Junkanoo to be out there.
I just want to make it clear to see who you. Where you're
say it again.
I just want to know where your mind at.
Where my mind at? That's where it is. I've been rushing from. I was 12 years old,
okay.
And I'm a senior citizen now with great grandchildren. So you all got to, somebody got to get it right. Not only the leaders getting the money all the time, and nothing goes to the drunken news, the guys and gals with rushing for nothing.
Okay. I'll bring that up again, Raymond. Thanks again. I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to have other people comment on
that. Yeah,
that
got to be fixed. And government got into it. You know, they got the people as slaves.
Slaves.
And that shouldn't be. Get it right.
Okay. Let's go ahead.
We're going to go to producer. Let's go to the next caller. $35 million to put on the parade.
$35 million.
What is extracted from that? What value is extracted from that? How many group members could say, after $35 million is pumped into the entities to create this parade, these two parades, right, that I have been able to extract $25,000 through documenting the pieces, creating picture books, creating videos. I've been able to sell $10,000 worth of CDs, of compilations of sounds captured at the parade. For $35 million invested every year, what is being extracted? What value is coming back? And then for them to turn around and say, look here, we take in $1 billion out of this economy every year, and if we say it's ours, it's ours?
Let's go to the next caller there. Go ahead, Cody Canaris.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Ms. Green, that ain't rain you're feeling. That's some other kind of liquid you throw on you, yeah?
I don't like how you're characterizing Mr. Ferguson.
Yeah, man.
He was frank. He came on the radio and explained in detail.
If I did, you know what you do. And you know why you do it. I don't know why people like who in Junkanoo like to talk down to the fans as if we don't know Junkanoo.
I ain't even no fan. They think just because I rush with white people, I ain't no real Junkanoo group.
Thank you very much. That's like telling me to stay in a real group.
It's a fun group.
They've had a greater impact on Junkanoo than the Valley Boys in the last 20 years.
Thank you very much. The arrogance of that speaker really turned me off.
I appreciate his explanation on what it is. Now we understand what's going on. The Junkanoo Parade is owned by the Junkanoos, not by the government and not by the Bahamian people.
How many times have we heard after the parade, they rob us? Well, if we is the JCNB, who rob us? We rob ourselves?
But you ain't a part of it. You suspect
it. The groups didn't say that. Rob us.
Let the groups them worry about themselves.
So it got to be some kind of separation. Don't just throw it out there that the JCNB is the Junkanooers. And it's like they don't say it, but we know what's going on. Because the leader of the JCNB and the leader of the world-famous Wally Boys, they're boys. They good personal friends, so he wasn't going to allow this way forward to come forward.
I went ahead to about that. I go to the next caller. Go, look at this conspiracy theory. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Okay, the caller gone. Aaron, moving forward, it seems as if the JCNP expects to be paid. They expect to be compensated by the government or expect to be compensated by the Bahamian people for the amount of money invested. It says a $35 million investment to bring off the Junkanoo Parade.
Moving forward, we need an entirely different approach to Junkanoo and the parades that make up the Junkanoo festival season. It's not that they want to get paid since they developed $35 million. You know, they produced $35 million or 33 minus what the government put in for the parades. That's not what it is. What it is what is the question we must ask is, what is required for the proper function, the proper preservation, right? Effective capturing of information and documents. That those are the questions that we should be asking. What management, what should the environment look like for the best attempt at preserving Junkanoo? Preserving the festival space, right? Ensuring that both the parades can evolve and the experience of Junkanoo can also evolve. Should a management body be paid to manage Junkanoo? Yes. Should the people who commit to managing the parades or the spaces be paid? Yes, it should be a full-time job. You should have to apply for it, right? It should be a balance of experience and expertise in terms of, is the University of the Bahamas offering courses so people could put it on their resume?
So you're saying the government needs to outline something bigger and broader than what it is exists now?
It is about the preservation of Junkanoo, right? The government have this awesome task in terms of huge. You got to preserve the past, you got to provide for the present, and you got to prepare for the future, right? Same thing with Junkanoo. The owners must understand that they are stewards, because you cannot own a cultural experience.
You shouldn't say we need a Junkanoo Commission, and then all these other branches would be attached to a Junkanoo Commission whose job it is to propel Junkanoo and the culture forward.
Absolutely. Junkanoo itself, the Junkanoos, the community, and apparently the JCNP, the managers and the owners of Junkanoo, right, have to acknowledge what their function is in this cultural experience. See, if it's your church, go do what you want in your church. Go do what you want in your church. Your political party, go do what you want in your political party.
I just want to have a say. I said, I think Junkanoo belongs to me, but apparently the parade doesn't belong to me. Let's go to the callers. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? The parade doesn't belong to you. Whatever happens on the parade, you go there to spectate.
So who has legal and financial exposure? Good morning, sir, for things that happen on the parade site.
The GCNP. Hello.
Hi, sir. Good morning.
Wonderful show you have. And I just want to clear up something as I see it. I often hear people say that nowadays you have to pay to see Junkanoo. That is totally incorrect.
Go ahead.
You pay for a seat if you would like to sit down.
The seats be blocking me. I want to see Junkanoo on Bay Street standing up.
Stand up and watch Junkanoo free.
I want to see Junkanoo.
Do not buy tickets to watch Junkanoo.
Sir,
it is free and you pay for a seat.
You ain't listening
though. Sit down and
I want to stand up in Rawson Square. Where in Rawson Square can I stand up?
Why you want to stand up in Rawson
Square? You ever seen them perform in Rawson Square?
That is silly.
But that's what I want to do. I want to stand up. And you just asked me, and I just tell you, I want to stand up.
Sidelines on the sidewalks, and it's been like that for years.
I want to stand up
you don't
in Rawson Square.
See Junkanoo. You don't buy tickets to see Junkanoo. You pay for a seat if you would like to sit down and watch the free parade.
I said I want to stand up in Rawson Square.
Thank you, sir. You remember the period of time?
Nobody wants me to stand up in Rawson Square.
You remember the period of time when you couldn't get? I remember when you had to have a ticket to get onto Bay or Shirley. Right, they can say it was big gang
90s,
security
yes.
concerns and things, but you had to have a ticket to get to be able to see the parade.
Yeah.
But here's the point. I shouldn't have to pay to see Junkanoo. Now, you say Aaron Green could afford to pay. What about those who cannot afford to pay to access the site? What about the young scrubby?
They want to stand.
What about the young scrubby by them with the police say, what you doing here? You ain't got no seat? What you doing here? You loitering. How you could be loitering on a Junkanoo parade? How you could be loitering at Junkanoo?
You remember one point of time you could have followed your Junkanoo group and just trapped?
I think they have blockades through the sections, right? So you have to go out from Bay to Shirley to get around to go to the next section.
Let's go to the next caller there. Go ahead, Cord. Can you hear us?
Yeah, good day, Newey. Good day, Aaron.
Good day.
Number one, I take exception to him attacking you
Let's put that aside. I really appreciate the point you're making. He's not here to kind of defend himself, and I'm trying to get Auntie Arlene to let me call her Auntie Na, so let's be easy with that one. That was a little rough.
Yeah, I know. I look at it, he was spurning you, but I've forgiven him for, you know, his miss. I'm speaking, right?
Yes,
number
sir.
One. Now, when they say $35 million, and I think you said that they spend that. I think you have to factor in that all the energy of the Junkanooers, not that the money was spent, but what it take, the man hours and the mm-hmm. women hours and the, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All the dancers and all that kind of energy, labor intensive and time consuming, the factors into that $35 million. It ain't mm-hmm. really cash, right? Another thing, you said that the scrap group, it's just a fun group. Junkanoo itself is a national fun. And I want you all to just, you know the song of The Greatest Show on Earth? mm-hmm. tell the producer to play that Go Y'all Going Out Man, because, you know, that, the main course is not a fun time. Okay? Just get them to play that.
Right. Just want to remind you that the parade belongs to Junk News, not the spectators.
So,
yeah, but it's a fun thing. That, right?
Yes, sir.
But just get the producer to play that song, man. That's a sweet song.
Producer, you know? The caller said, please play that song.
Yeah. Fun time.
I think he's looking on the board for it right now. Nuri, it's the $35
million. The $35
million. Here's what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
$35 million it takes to build this parade, the two parades every year.
Yeah.
Right? What are we collectively extracting from it? The Ministry of Tourism has figured out how to extract value from that, right? What are we doing? How are Junker News being organized, assisted, facilitated in extracting value from it? I used to have this thing. I used to feel bad about taking Junker News pieces because off the side of the road, because I don't know if the bike is coming back to try find his piece. My mother picked up a piece. She had it like framed almost, so it could sit. A BEC worker came to the house one day and had to come inside, and he looked at the wall and saw his own Junker News piece. And he was so excited to see it. And I tell him, be taking a picture of you next to your Junker News piece in somebody's home so you could take the picture with you. I go into Bay Street and I taken, so you can't call it thiefing because y'all leave it on the road to rot. I must recognize all the hard work y'all put into putting on these parades and then walk through the road and watch y'all drop it on the ground as dust.
It's garbage.
I gonna take everything I could throw on my back and I gonna make $100,000. That's my first aim.
Some people like collect
garbage. I gonna make $100,000.
From garbage?
That's right.
If you're on the side of the road.
Here's the next thing. With $35 million, right? Remember we had Dr. Thane Campbell on the show, Deep Science Ventures. I know at least two artisans right now that have waterproofed sand for jewelry and art. They have waterproofed sand for jewelry and art. And you telling me 58, that's 2008, plus another 6 years? No, plus another 16 years. That nobody figured out how we are going to develop a technique to waterproof crepe paper for the purpose of a parade in a tropical zone, in a hurricane zone, in rainy city. But I must sit here and acknowledge who the true owners of Junker News are. That's why I rush with Spirit, the greatest scrap group in the history of Junker News white people in the whole world, except for the pigs and the Methuselahs.
You and your scrap groups. Let's go to the next caller. There. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning, Cesar. How are you doing?
Doing well,
good,
man.
Good, good. Oh, sorry, my bad.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
You still have Mr. Ferguson online?
No, he left, but go ahead. He's listening. Okay.
But be easy, because he's not here to engage the conversation.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, the part of the conversation that you all were engaging with him, and I hope he's still listening, also the current chairman and the board members, as well as the Bahamas. I hope they're all listening to what I'm about to say, because this has been something I've been thinking about this entire time. And you all sort of danced around it in the conversation with the former chairman, Mr. Silver Ferguson, someone who I respect highly as well. Let me just put that in the mix. Mm-hmm. I think with all of what is happening right now, which is a spinoff of a private matter within the Valley Boys group, right? But it's also exposing something that is very foundational, that is very critical to the foundation of our number one celebrated cultural expression in this country and on the planet, right? Which has yet to grow to where it can grow and where it should grow, but we don't have the footing in place and correct as we stand and have this discussion today. Who owns Junker News? That's an extremely important question, because you can have a situation that occurs beyond the Valley Boys, something bigger than the Valley Boys, where, for instance, like the current thing to do, cancel Junker News. Who owns Junker News? If it should come to a pull and a tug to determine the direction that this cultural expression is going to move in, who makes that decision and who has the legal authority to make such a decision, despite some may feel that they're entitled to make that decision? Because at the end of the day, there is that input, like Mr. Ferguson acknowledged, of the Junkanoos themselves. That's a personal sacrifice. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. And a tremendous amount of personal resources, monies, time, and effort, sleepless nights, goes into producing that end product. But at the end of the day, the government of the Bahamas needs to settle this question once and for all, so that Junkanoos was never, ever placed in a compromised position where anybody, when I say body, I mean B-O-D-Y, not A-N-Y-B-O-D-Y, where any body, any individual body in the country feels as though they can put a stop to Junkanoos. That's a serious consideration. In addition, let me end with this note. There are other costs that are involved, or costs that are involved in Junkanoos production. What if there was a calculation to determine what the cost is to shut down Bay Street for the hours of Junkanoos in order to accommodate the bleachers that are parked on Bay Street, right? Our main and busiest commercial thoroughfare in the country. What if there is a cost that's applied to that? What would that cost be in comparison to what goes into Junkanoos and all the other elements from a public standpoint or a governmental, which comes down to a public standpoint in the consideration? And so Junkanoos cost is so much more than what actually goes directly into the groups, even though the government gives a small seed funding as a direct financial input. There are many other inputs that the government provides that is not cost calculated in this conversation. Thank you all for
No, don't hang up. I want to ask you a question. So who owns Junkanoos?
The Bohemian people owns Junkanoos.
And who owns the Junkanoos parade that happens on December 26th and January 1st?
You mean who manages the Junkanoos?
No, parade? I say who owns it.
We own it.
I own it. You don't pay.
We as a country own it.
And you see the people, they
are part of us. You know, they are part of the population. You know, it's almost as though you were looking at a political conversation where you tell people, let's come to the national side of the discussion. Same applies, Cecil, with the Junkanoos. They are still a part of us as citizens of this country.
So you believe the JCNP was wrong by saying that their membership has decided not to participate? To threaten to cancel?
Bali, you know, Saxon, you know, One Family, you know, Roots, you know, Genesis and the rest. Who own junk? They are all Bahamians. They are part of the population of this country. We own Junkanoos. Wow. We either participate directly on the route, or we participate indirectly, whether it be by internet or overseas. We own Junkanoos, the Bahamian people, and we need a settlement on who has the final authority to ensure that Junkanoos is safeguarded for decades and centuries to come.
I agree with you, Antoine.
I wish I was getting into that conversation, Cecil, with the former prime minister, because he's talking one bunch of baloney, and he's bouncing from here to there.
What Mr. Christie do?
No, not much. Talk about Cecil.
You bring up my former prime minister, now you're not him. You're confusing me. Antoine. Stop it. Huh? Stop it. Stop it! You're tricky.
Thank you, Antoine.
You're tricky.
Thank you very much.
You see Antoine talk about my good prime minister, Perry Christie, and then he try to change it? You're tricky.
I don't know if I'm supposed to be speaking anymore. Let me read these texts, though.
Read the text.
Excuse me, Aaron. My costume is always waterproof. There's a technique to use after you're done pasting. Dear texter, have you heard about Deep Science Ventures? Dr. Thane Campbell, Bahamian, is a part of that project where you could get a PhD, right, by creating a solution, right, a global solution for a local problem. And look here, what you mean? And y'all telling me you have to postpone because of rain? Did you telling me I have to consider how the logistics are changed and have to be adapted because of rain, and you telling me people could waterproof their costume?
Aaron, before we go, I want us to have a conclusion, a real discussion. Mm-hmm. We had two different views. We had Silbert Ferguson, who mentioned that Junkanoo is owned by the Bahamian people. We get that. But the Junkanoo Parade, see, I'm still hopping on this thing, is owned by the Junkanoos, those who participate.
Okay, but pause.
But no, I ain't going to explain this. You can't pause. And no, even, no, you got to listen first. And then we had Antoine, who called.
Mm-hmm.
And on call, Antoine gave an alternative response and said, no, the parade is owned by everyone who participates. And the participation means those persons who spectate, who watch it on TV. And all of that makes up the participation of Junkanoo. We have come to an impasse. Someone needs to determine, conclude on who owns the Junkanoo Parade. That must be made clear, because you can't be canceling things or threatening to cancel things in the future.
Mm-hmm.
For what women, whatever you dislike. You can't be doing that. So someone needs to come and explain who owns the Junkanoo Parade.
Okay, here's my thing. Is there a legal distinction between the Junkanoo groups and the JCNP? And if the JCNP is a private entity and they told us that they have to raise approximately $30 million a year to host this parade, right? Then are they obligated to bills to any statutory body or to the public?
Junkanoo groups don't have no financials.
No. The JCNP. See, that's why I'm saying that we need to make a distinction. There needs to be a fine line that distinguishes the JCNP, an entity, and the Junkanoo Group's entities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if the JCNP is a private entity, right,
mm-hmm.
and they're telling us that they're raising $30 million approximately a year to put on Junkanoo, right, should they or do they or is there any space where they could have an obligation, legal, right? Because I think there's an ethical and a moral obligation existing, but is there a legal obligation that requires them to present their financials to a statutory body?
Hmm.
I mean, don't worry about being gazetted. I mean, the Constitution tells us we have to gazette things and we ain't gazetting them. But does the relationship or the function, right, the relationship of the JCNP and the Junkanoo groups or the function of the JCNP represent a real issue? And if the JCNP say they own Junkanoo because they raise virtually all of the money required to host the parades, then are they a business? Should they be treated like a business, right? And do they have a duty to expose their financials to the people?
This is BPL for them spotlights out of that part of the
government. So we could see all the trinkets shiny.
Yeah, or the government pays for that, right? Who pays for the roadmap? Anyway, let's go to the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I am so heartbroken because in all this rhetoric and discussion and arguing and money and seats and parades and ownership, may I remind you all that my ancestors were slaves and that this festival was what they created to express their love of life and to survive within the bondage. And I have not heard that mentioned once. It was never about money. It was never about competition. And it was never about parade. So maybe there needs to be a Junkanoo that follows and respects the ancestors and then a parade for everyone to pay tickets to and go and see. It seems that there is a separation because nobody, and I would say that God owns Junkanoo because the inspiration could only come for God, because that's where all music, all culture, all dance, anything that humans produce is owned by God. And that's my take on it. It's very sad to hear what's going on.
Okay, thank you very much, Carl. I just want to remind everybody, People's Rush. The People's Rush.
That's not what you're talking about.
Yeah, just making sure that people know there's a People's Rush.
There are 10 other
Emancipation Rush. Independence Day Rush.
Those still don't represent what it is she's talking about. Last week when I talked to the caller about a festival, a parade that groups are judged based on their proximity to the core, to the original, right? That's what she's talking about. A separate...
Go to the Emancipation Junkanoo Rush.
It's not the same thing.
You don't feel cultured and feel connected to the ancestors?
I don't feel cultured and connected to the ancestors at the Emancipation Rush.
I just straight eyes feel cultured and connected.
Yeah, that's cool. I appreciate that and I honor that.
I feel African.
I honor that. You feel African? You ask how many
every
of the Junkanoos...
Every Emancipation Day, I feel African.
Ask how many of the Junkanoos that do it, they do it because it connects them to their African roots or it connects them to their Bahamian roots.
I pull into a trance and start speaking in tongues when I go to Junkanoo. You don't feel that? That's when they outlaw it. You know they outlaw John Crusade's Obia when people speak in tongues. My ancestors
African culture
used to go in a trance.
See, now, if somebody...
speak to the gods.
If somebody had come and said to me, Aaron, you talking about the greatest scrap group in the history of John Crusade and white people in the whole world...
You were the scrap group again.
...juxtaposed to the ancestral roots of the practice, right? Then we having real conversation. Then we having real talk as stewards of John Crusade.
To Foxville. Foxville, you feel it. You just feel the rush. It's be connected to the ancestors. Be Sharon. Be Blow Count Sharon Foxville. You know, you just feel it.
That's wonderful.
That and the raccoon sauce. Anyway, that's been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Dim.
We honor that.
That's raccoon sauce?
And that too.
Yes.
All of it.
The church is making it. Okay. Anyway, we got to go. It's 12 o'clock in the news time. I enjoyed this conversation. Tomorrow's another day. We'll have another provocative topic to hash out and analyze and row over. Anyway, have a wonderful day.